Hey guys, it's Chad here for our Kids Corner for this Wednesday. I hope that this message finds you all doing well. Before we get started, let's begin with the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you so much, and we thank you for everything that you do for us. We ask that you sit with us during this time of learning. We ask that you help us to be able to apply the principles of the learning, and we just ask that you continue to help us as we go through this time with coronavirus and social distancing and everything. We ask that your will be done, and that your kingdom be glorified through all that we do. We love you, and we thank you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we've spent the last couple months learning different ways Jesus' power pulls us through a time of fear, worry, and uncertainty about the coronavirus. But today, we're going to talk about something you might not realize about Jesus' power, and that's that Jesus' power lives in us. So let me say that again because it's pretty cool. Jesus' power lives in us. Jesus' power wasn't just something that happened in the Bible. Jesus continues to show power in our world today, and one way he does that is by working through us. Now that might be pretty cool to think about, but you might not always feel very powerful. In fact, you know, sometimes when we're going through tough times like this, you might feel a little powerless. So today I want you to write in your journals about something that makes you feel powerless right now. You know, for me, it's the fact that, you know, the governors, as he's continuing to try to open up the state and stuff, his message is changing a little bit. And so I don't know if we're opening, if we're not opening. I don't know if I have to wear a mask, if I don't have to wear a mask. And so with his message, he's kind of taken some of the power away from me because I don't really know. It's more of an unknown for me. So that makes me feel powerless. I wish he would just come out and write it down on a piece of paper and just tell me what to do so we can all be safe. So that's just something that makes me feel powerless in these days as we're going through it. So before we get started with the lesson, I want you to pause me and listen to video one, unpause me after the song, and we will get into the lesson, okay? Okay, so if we feel powerless sometimes, how do we know that Jesus' power lives in us? Well, it all started not long after Jesus died, came back to life, and went to heaven. Let's find out what happened. If you guys want to follow along, get your Bibles out and turn to Acts chapter 2. And we're going to read verses 1 through 12. So again, get your Bibles out. We're going to read Acts. That's in the New Testament. And so we go Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. And so if you want to get your Bibles out, turn it to Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. I'm going to read those now. It says, "On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages, as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. 'How can this be?' they exclaimed. 'These people are from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native languages. Here we are, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, the province of Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the areas of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, and we all hear these people speaking in our own languages about the wonderful thing that God has done.' They stood there amazed and perplexed. 'What can this mean?' they asked each other." So that was a lot. And so let's summarize that. So all the people who loved Jesus were meeting together. They didn't have to do this social distancing like we do. There was a sudden sound of a mighty windstorm. What looked like tongues of fire settled on their heads. People from all different countries heard the loud noises and came running to see what was going on. Christians started speaking languages they didn't even know, so that all the people gathering around could hear that Jesus loves them. I mean, wow, I don't know about you, but I sure couldn't start speaking a language I don't know by my own power. That had to be Jesus' power. When that wind and fire came, it was the Holy Spirit coming to live in Jesus' followers. The Holy Spirit brought Jesus' power to us. So, if I said, Jesus te ama, if I said that, do you know what that means? I want you guys to say it. So go ahead, say it with me. Jesus te ama. All right? Jesus te ama. So do you guys know what that means? So if you don't speak Spanish, you probably have no idea. In English, it simply means Jesus loves you. So now you can go around the house and just tell your family, Jesus te ama. You know, and they might not have any idea what you're talking about, and that might be fun. I don't know. But it's kind of weird to learn a language you've never spoken before, isn't it? Now, before we go on, I've got a question for you. When the first Christians had Jesus' power living in them, they had the power to speak languages they didn't know. So here's my question. What's something you wish Jesus would give you the power to do? I want you guys to write about that in your journal. So the first entry was about what we currently feel powerless with. Now this next one is, what's something you wish Jesus would give you the power to do? You know, it's fun to think about all the cool things that we could do with Jesus' power. But you know what's the coolest thing about Jesus' power? It helps us share about Jesus with everyone in the world. God didn't give the first Christians the power to fly or become invisible. He gave them the power to tell everyone about Jesus, no matter where they were from. You know, I think that's pretty cool because the message of Jesus' love is for everyone. And right now, the whole world is going through this coronavirus together. A lot of people might be looking for answers, looking for Jesus. Now, maybe you've been stuck in your house for a while now. With everything closed, it might feel like you're out or in the world, or you're not out in the world right now. Maybe you're a little bored and wishing you had more interesting things to do. So here's some good news. Jesus' power lives in us. So there's plenty to do. We can be the love of Jesus in other people's lives. Jesus' power in us gives us the ability to do important missions for Jesus. So earlier we talked about ways we feel powerless, but God has given us plenty of powerful things to do, and we can start in our own families. So think about this. How can you show Jesus' love to your own family? You know, you and your family have probably spent a lot of time together lately. Loving each other, well, might not be something you can do in your own power, but Jesus' power lives in us. Just as he helped the first Christian share his love with people who spoke other languages, he can help you share his love with your family even when you feel bored, frustrated, or annoyed with them. So what does it look like to have Jesus' power working in us instead of our own? You know, let me show you a neat little science-y thing again. I've done this a few times here that will help us explore that. So I want you to go to a doorway, and I want you to stand with your arms in that doorway with the back of your hands out and pressing against the doorway. So you're going to push the back of your hands, not your palms, the back of your hands. You're going to push them against the doorway. So it's kind of like you're holding yourself in the doorway with the back of your hands. And I want you to do that for more than 30 seconds. So count slowly. Remember, seconds aren't 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They're 1, 2, 3, 4. And go all the way to 30. And then when you step out of the doorway, your arms will lift up on their own without even trying. You know, what did it feel like to have your arms move without you trying to move them? You know, what's something you need Jesus' power to do to show his love because you didn't think you could do it by yourself? You know, we didn't use our own power to lift our arms. They just lifted on their own. See, when Jesus' power lives in us, we'll find ourselves being more loving, more focused on others, and it just happens naturally. So far, we've talked about how Jesus' power lives in us and helps us show his love to our families. But remember, the first Christians could speak lots of languages because Jesus' message is for everyone. The whole world needs Jesus' love, and they especially need to know that God is taking care of them even with this COVID-19 happening. So thinking about that, I want you to pause me, and I want you to listen to video 2. unpause me after the song, and we will close with prayer. Boy, what a great reminder that even when we've been cooped up in our homes, God is taking care of us, and people all around the world are going through the same thing. God's not dead. He's working in this. And so it's an important message. So while we're going through this time, I've got a special prayer challenge for you this week that will take you out of your house, even out of your country. Well, you know, not literally, but we're going to pray for another country. So I want you to think of a place you know besides the one where you live. So besides Palestine here. It's okay if you don't know whether it's a city or a state or a country. That part doesn't matter. Just a place. So see, the people in all the places we just thought of need to know God is taking care of them right now and that Jesus always loves them. So I'm going to start a prayer like we've done in the past. And when I pause, I want you to say the name of that place that you named. Okay, so again, I'm going to pause in whatever place you thought of. I want you to put it in that place so that way we can pray for places all around the world that they would come to know Jesus and that they know that God is taking care of them during this time, even though it doesn't necessarily feel like it. All right, so dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you please help people in to know that you love them. Please take care of the people there. In Jesus' precious heavenly name, amen. So thanks, guys, for hanging out with me. Just remember, guys, Jesus' power lives in us. So when we pray for people all around the world, it gives us the power to move God in their lives as well. All right, remember that. I want you guys to have a great week, and I hope to see you guys soon.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak, so be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts, or listen online at www.coc.org.